This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. These days, there seems to be a podcast for everything. Music, cooking, TV shows, movies, history. A statewide talk show that covers all things Illinois. And for now, there's another podcast, but this time it pertains to a specific region of Illinois. Forgottonia. Now, Forgottonia is not an actual place in the traditional sense, or maybe I should say the legal sense. You're not going to find it on the official state map of Illinois. But it is the name for the western half-circle wedge of the state, kind of the bulge on the western part of our state. The counties considered to be part of the Forgottonia region include Adams, Brown, Calhoun, Cass, Fulton, Greene, Hancock, Henderson, Knox, McDonough, Mercer, Morgan, Pike, Schuyler, and Warren. More on the origins of the name Forgottonia in a minute. The podcast that is centered around Forgottonia is called Welcome to Forgottonia, and it's produced by WIUM, Tri-States Public Media, the public radio station. Well, as we heard, based in three states, it has one of its branches is in Macomb, Illinois. Joining us now to talk about the podcast is Rich Egger, news director at Tri-States. Rich, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Hello, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Listeners, if you want to join our conversation today, 800-222-9455 is the number, especially if you are in or maybe grew up in Forgottonia, as some members of my wife's family did, 800-222-9455. All right, let's start with some of the background. For those who are not familiar, just tell us briefly about the history and the origins of the name Forgottonia.
Well, about 50 years ago, some people felt this part of the state was being overlooked in terms of funding for stuff such as transportation projects, for creating four-lane highways. And they decided a nice publicity stunt might be to declare this the Republic of Forgottonia, the 16-county region. The Republic of Forgottonia was going to secede from the state and from the United States, declare war on the U.S., then immediately surrender. In fact, the flag of Forgottonia is the white flag of surrender, and then apply for foreign aid. And that way they would get the money to pay for stuff such as transportation projects. And it quickly became a national news story, I think much to the surprise of the people who started this off as just sort of a joke.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, though, in doing some research on this, that feeling of being cut off, it goes deep and it goes beyond just, you mentioned 50 years ago when this publicity stunt happened, because back, I guess, in the, what would you say, the frontier days of our state, the Illinois River to the east, the Mississippi River to the west, it did kind of cut off this region, especially maybe in this era when there were fewer bridges around.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's a good description. Kind of a loose description, this area being between the Illinois and Mississippi rivers. And yes, at one time, I believe they wanted to be part of the Avenue of the Saints. They wanted that to run through here along Route 67, and that never happened. And that probably dates back to the 50s, 1950s. So yeah, it's been a long time that this area feels like it's been forgotten.
Yeah. All right, so why now? Why make a podcast on Forgottonia in 2023?
Well, we couldn't do a podcast 50 years ago because there was no such thing as podcasts, Brian.
Well, fair enough. You weren't working for public radio yet either. So.
I was not. I was still a child. I had never heard of Forgottonia. I had never been to Western Illinois back then. But why not do a podcast? There are a lot of issues to explore. I feel there are a lot of issues to explore around here, and we could certainly do those on the radio, and we certainly do that, but a podcast is a chance to perhaps explore some things a little more in depth. And also, it seems like just the name Forgottonia seems to be enjoying a bit of a revival around here. I believe for a while, there certainly, and there still may be some people who do not like the name, consider it a bit of an insult, but we have a business, Forgottonia Brewing, named after the Republic of Forgottonia. The Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau calls itself Unforgettable Forgottonia, and there are others who use the name also, and it just seems to be enjoying a revival. And so why not, if we're going to do a podcast about the past and present of this region, why not name it after Forgotonia?
Yeah, no, and I like what you said about depth. This is maybe, I don't know, is this too behind the scenes about public radio? Public radio, we have this reputation for doing these in-depth, long stories, but like if you're a daily news reporter at a public radio station, it's a lot of four-minute features or 45-second news spots. So getting to do a talk show or a podcast, it really is a sort of a privilege. Let's actually listen to a clip. People can hear what this sounds like. The first episode is already released. We'll listen to a portion of it. Roll tape.
Joe is a teacher, and he's advisor for the History Club. We're going to talk about Forgotonia. First, Joe had a class to teach, but because I was there, he launched into a monologue about Forgotonia.
You guys know viral videos, man. You know viral videos more than anybody else. What's one of the first viral videos ever? Have you ever seen the dude with the nunchucks that actually knocks himself out and then he tries to get back going, right? I don't know, that's one of the first ones. Charlie Bit Me, I don't know, that's one of the first ones. This would have been one of the first viral videos if we had YouTube back then.
Joe explains how in the early 70s, there was talk about having a 16-county region of Western Illinois secede.
And it was kind of a joke. So you can Google it right now. Google it right now. Some of these pictures of a guy named Neil Gamm, who is a college student at Western Illinois. He's majoring in theater, and he's a really funny dude.
All right, so those we were hearing students in Cuba, Illinois, learning about Forgotonia and how it was a viral moment before, I guess, being viral was really a thing that we talked about. So what else can we expect from future episodes of the podcast?
Well, like I said, we'll talk about the past and present of Forgotonia. The episode I'm working on right now is called The ER. There was a shooting at a house party during the early morning hours of March 25th this year. 10 people with gunshot wounds went to McDonough District Hospital, all at the same time, basically, in the middle of the night. Now, MDH is not a level one trauma center. A level one has surgeons in the house at all times, 24 hours a day. They have capabilities for neurosurgery and for specialty care. So MDH, being a little smaller hospital, does not have that capability. Their goal in such cases is to stabilize patients, and then if they're badly injured, move them on to a level one trauma center. In this case, some patients were taken to Springfield, others to Peoria. Anyways, we will take you into the ER through the words of the people who were there that morning. And so this is set again in Forgotonia, in this case set in Macomb. But I think there's an important issue for a lot of rural hospitals across the U.S. They have to be prepared for any type of emergency, a large number of injured or wounded people coming in at any one time. You never know what can happen in any one spot. I think about on I-55 just south of Springfield this spring, when all of a sudden there was that dust storm and you had that pile up on the interstate. If that had happened in a more remote location between Springfield and St. Louis, for example, you may have had a lot of patients going to small rural hospitals to at least get some treatment, maybe a triage type of treatment before being moved on to a larger hospital if needed. And so that's the episode I'm working on for the next episode. Hope to have that done in the next couple of weeks, Brian.
You know, and I think the Forgotonia name applies because as we were talking about this with the producers before the meeting this morning, and I got to say, I had to Google this shooting incident, 10 people shot in Western Illinois. You think I would have heard about that, and yet it escaped my attention. It certainly wasn't a national news story the way a lot of shootings with 10 people injured in a single incident would be. I guess that sort of plays into the idea that maybe the term Forgotonia still applies today.
Yeah, the hospital spokesperson who helped us set up interviews with the hospital personnel who were in the ER that morning, he's really surprised too that this did not gain more attention. I believe there was another shooting in a larger city that weekend, and that may be why this got overlooked. Also, there was one dead, 10 wounded in this shooting. So I don't know if just because there was just one person, I hate to say it that way, but just person dead, maybe that's why you didn't hear about that. But they're just the that story never seemed to gain any traction.
Yeah. So you now have been in, you said you're not from there, but you've been in Forgottonia in Western Illinois for 25 years at Tri-States Public Radio. How have you seen the region change? Have there been improvements? Has it become more accessible to get elsewhere in Illinois?
Well, there are some four lanes through here, but there should be more. We do have pretty good Amtrak service here, and that is helpful. But what we're also seeing, and you're seeing this in rural areas throughout the state, maybe throughout the country, is the population loss is what we're really seeing. And small towns, in some cases, disappearing, becoming ghost towns for all practical intents and purposes. Those have been some of the changes. And certainly where I'm based at Western Illinois University, the enrollment was probably twice what it is now when I came here 25 years ago.
Yeah. I'm going to actually be passing through the region in a week or so. My wife's family is part of her family is from Western Illinois, and we have a family gathering in Macomb. I think her family is originally from a town called Carthage. It goes to exactly what you're talking about, though. I'm sure I'm going to be on two-lane highways for most of the trip. I'm going to be probably stuck behind a combine for a good part of the trip, given that we may still be in harvest season. Are there people working to change that now, to still try and bring this infrastructure? I mean, we've talked about there were failed attempts in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. Is there a champion for change now?
Yeah, there are always people working, you know, in terms of economic development, having four lanes. You don't want to be at the end of a four lane. You want four lanes going through your region. And so there are people working on that. There were, around the time that the Forgottonia movement got started, there were plans to build a four lane from Macomb to Peoria, and that never happened. And that's come up again within the last 10 years, but we still haven't seen anything happen with that. We do have a four lane going to the north, and now we have a four lane going from Macomb west to Quincy, and that connects with an interstate that then can take you to Kansas City. So there have been some improvements, but there's still, I think, a lot more work to be done. Fulton County, which is part of Forgottonia, at least at one time was the only county in the state without any four-lane highway in it. I'm not sure whether that's still the case, but if they do have any four-lane highway, there's very little of it.
Yeah. Well, coming to the end of our time together, last thing I want to ask you about, we did see during the pandemic a sort of renaissance of small town America in some ways as people seeking that out. I wonder, did Forgottonia, did the Western Illinois region see any of that in COVID-19, or what effect did the pandemic have?
I think we're seeing some people. It's not the pandemic as much as the pandemic created this work-at-home environment, environment, right?
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to go into the office anymore. And so some people who might prefer a small town, a town like Macomb, for example, which has a pretty strong school district, small town, nice place to raise the kids. So we are seeing some people coming here, but the population is still in Macomb is still down quite a bit compared to what it would have been in, for example, 2010, during the 2010 census, although, again, a lot of that has to do with the drop in enrollment at Western Illinois University.
Yeah. All right. Well, if people want to find the podcast, which, again, is called Welcome to Forgottonia, I assume they can find it at Tri-States Public Radio, NPR, all the usual places you can get a podcast.
Yeah, you should be able to find it wherever you find your podcast. Our website is tspr.org, and just look under shows and podcasts and you'll find it there too.
Rich Egger is news director at Tri-States Public Radio, WIUM. Thanks for being with us, Rich. Good to talk to you.
Thank you for allowing me to join you and talk about Welcome to Forgottonia.
All right. And again, you can find that wherever you listen. Coming up on tomorrow's 21st show, we're going to be talking about a new study from the Illinois Economic Policy Institute that found Illinois' population did in fact grow slightly, is becoming better educated, and has better financial stability. It also found that black and rural residents are leaving the states, which all of this challenges some of the conventional narratives we've had about who is leaving Illinois and why. We're going to unpack all of that with the study's authors tomorrow on The 21st Show. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.